We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
It's 2:46. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Thanks so much for tuning in today for the Afternoon Magazine. A fair trade oriental rug event begins this week at 10,000 villages in downtown Champaign. The sale begins Wednesday and runs through Saturday, March 13th. 10,000 villages has stores in the U.S. and Canada. It works with artisans around the world to stock their stores with fair trade goods. The rugs that will go on sale at the Champaign store on Wednesday were made by adult artisans for a fair wage in villages in Pakistan. The group of artisans have been supplying rugs to 10,000 villages for 26 years now. Yusuf Chaman is the director of the program for 10,000 villages. He joins me this afternoon to talk about the artisans and their rugs and how this work provides a stable livelihood for the artisans. Yusuf, it's good to talk with you again. How are you?
Just fine. Thank you for making this possible.
How many artisans are involved in making these rugs in Pakistan?
There are roughly 850 families that are part of this program. And just to give you a background, the rug program started only with 10 families many, many years ago and has gradually grown to become an 850 family group, which also has such a variety of artisans all over Pakistan. And so the goal is to make sure that every family has a loom in their home, which is different than what typically rugs are made or how they're sold.
Yeah. And is the program still growing, 850 families and counting?
Yeah. Goal is that every time, every year, the growth of sales generates more jobs. There's always artisans wanting to join the program. And since you have to provide with a loom and materials and everything, because most families come with a situation where they don't have any of those basic tools that make the very quality rug. And so you have to start with providing with everything. Hence, and I would say on average, anywhere between 10 to 20 families join the program. But in the last year and a half, that hasn't happened because of a slight drop in the sales, obviously.
Yeah, because of the economy, and it's a worldwide problem.
Exactly.
Who are these artisans? Tell us a little bit about a family.
A family, basically, these are artisans who are living in the villages of Pakistan. And basically, these artisans have made rugs for generations and have carried the art of rug making from one generation to the next. And every single time, artisan tries to make a new rug. The struggle these artisans make or have had in the last is that these artisans who once wanted to make their own rug and try to sell in the marketplace can't make a good living off of it. And then eventually either some of them leave or decide to make lesser quality rugs also. So the goal is to reaching out to the artisans who are greatly in need of a better life and also an equal opportunity, because these are artisans, both men and women. And the goal is that by providing a fair income to a family, that would open the doors for, first, the equality in a society. Second, also, you have more people bringing income to a family, because otherwise they have limited opportunity for income. Hence, only maybe men can find a job, which are many times seasonal otherwise. Or if they work in a workshop situation, they have to live away from the family. So you're breaking down the family cycle then. And so these are artisans in their homes, working in their village home, and the goal is to provide three meals a day, education for the children, and better living conditions.
Yeah. Now, as today is International Women's Day, maybe you would tell us how this program has had an impact on the artisans who are women.
Well, the good thing is, because, as I said, this program from the day one has been about providing a job to a family in their home. And turns out to be that about 60% of the rugs done are by the women, mainly because this is a group of community or sort of part of the society that many times gets neglected. And through rug making, you are earning an equal opportunity wage, which is also unique as well because artisans are paid by knots per square inch. Hence, you know, a male or female person or to whatever age group they are, they're based on their skills, paid not by their gender. And so that's a great and a very positive change that comes through the rug program. And it really empowers women in the villages. It really helps them to see a very very valuable members of the society. And also not only them see that, it's the entire community sees it that way. So people start thinking collectively on both ends of the spectrum to how to improve their family and how to improve their society beyond the gender issues.
What impact has this had in terms of schools in villages and village governance?
And that's a very good one because over the years, one of the focus the RUG program has made very much as a main mission is the education for women. That has been an issue in the past and something that people always try to wanting have the desire for more education. And having more education, now we're finding that just as anybody else, you know, from young girl having to think about, I can become a doctor, I can become an engineer, or I can choose to be a rug knotter. That's a different thinking than what traditionally has been. And so it's empowering people, both women especially, and we're seeing a great change overall in society. As an example, one village alone has over 650 students in one school, and they're all girls. And now we're talking, this is a more than high school, actually. So all of a sudden in a village, you'll have 600-plus students who have been to almost equal to a college education. I mean, that's going to change the way people think and live in the future.
And does this have an impact then on our relationships globally?
Obviously, because now we're talking educated society, educated people living in the villages, collectively thinking and seeing the commonalities that we carry globally and realizing that together we are now, we can make a better society, not here and everywhere else, because the idea that everybody wants people to see themselves as a very productive and very peaceful human being is all there. The many times the issue is how to present themselves and how to carry their work also, because many times the rug making itself as an art form presents the very forward-thinking or very creative mindset that our artisans have. And then with education, you can only do it better.
How long does it take one to become a skilled maker of rugs?
Generally, what happens is the artisans have, like families will have their own loom in their homes. And so over the course of years, people as parents are making their rugs. They'll also encourage their children to come and sit with them to tell them more about their homework, what they learned today at the school. And similarly, like woodworking and everything else, you would start learning. Oops, excuse me. You would start learning these things from the parent. And it takes years before a person is really trained to make a rug. You definitely need a very grown-up mind. And so the idea that the children are many times used for making rugs, it's very much the idea that it's a cheap labor. It's not a good quality rug. And so in order for an artisan to know how to make a rug, in order for an artisan to know what makes a good quality rug, you need a very grown-up and very developed mind and also very strong hands. Mm. And so usually by the time an artisan is ready to make their own design, they're usually in the close to their 30s when they can create one of their own design.
Mm. And these are high-quality rugs. You mentioned earlier that the artisan is paid by the knots per square inch. Can you give us, could you tell us quickly, give us an example of a certain size rug and what that rug might retail for, and then how much of that retail price goes back to the person who made the rug?
Well, these rugs, there are, I'm going to give two examples. One is the 500 knots per square inch rug that are more floral, intricate design. And that style of rug usually takes about a family of four working together for a whole year to, well, 14 months to making one rug. Now, artisans do their other chores, including farming and taking care of the family and house. So in direct hours, it will be about 7 months out of a year that they actually work on the loom, but it takes a whole year before the rug is completed. So the rug needs to stay on the loom. So we're talking 14 months before a rug is completed. And we found that depending on the type of rug, the average could slightly vary. But more than close to 60%, it goes back to the artisans. And that is higher percentage than most other places would ever give to the artisans. And also, the other truth is that the artisan is paid 50% up front, or they can choose to be paid every 15 days. And so before the rug is leaving their home, they're fully paid for. And the other example I want to share with you is the natural dye rugs that are hand-spun wool, and you hand-gather dyes from trees and berries and fruits and everything. That would take just the first 8 months preparing for raw materials and for the preparing, spinning the wool and gathering all the natural dyes before you actually can start making rugs. So rug making is a very dedicated job. When you start making a larger rug, a whole family has to commit to it, and everybody has to carry the same the idea that, okay, we want to complete this rug. And most artisans, when they know they're making rugs, they also have this idea that in a lifetime, there's only a handful of rugs that would be made. Because if one artisan was to make a 9x12, no more than 14 to 16 rugs could be made if they are the one finishing from beginning to the end in a person's lifetime. So it is their great desire that they want to make something unique, different, and something that is high quality, something that 100 years from now, somebody may remember their name, that an artisan in Pakistan made a rug, because there's only 5 countries today that where a handful of artisans know this art form. So it is quite a pride they carry, and the fair trade plays a role of making sure that the good quality product starts with the artisan and ends up to the customer. So it's a win-win situation for both sides.
Yusuf Traman, thank you so much for talking with me this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
And the best to you as well. Thank you so much.
I appreciate that. Thanks a lot.
A Fair Trade Oriental Rug event begins this week at 10,000 Villages in Champaign. The sale begins Wednesday and runs through Saturday. And Thursday, March 11th at 7 p.m. this week, there will be an Introduction to Oriental Rug seminar open to the public. It's open.